listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson.
So Dion Cole dropped a special on Netflix called Charlene's Mom, and he talked about a lot of great stuff. He talked about, you know, his closing speech on, or what was the right word? Monologue. His closing monologue, he talked about, you know, people over a certain age, they losing their mother. People over the age of 50, they're losing their mothers and fathers, and it's tough out there, you know, not having parents. So whenever you see a person, just give them a hug and stuff like that. But not necessarily saying people who lost their parents earlier don't deserve that, but usually at 50, basically what he's saying, most people at 50, if your parents didn't die or pass away because of a tragic situation or something else, you start losing them at that age. And at that age, their great-great-grandparents, most of them, if you're 50, your kid could have another child, and you could be a grandfather as well at 50, so it's possible. Anyway, the show talked about a lot, dived on a lot of few things. Important to note, the show was recorded in Brooklyn, New York, with a huge audience, and of course Dion himself interacted with the audience, so it made it seem like it was more close, more connective wise. It's great that these stand-up comedians are back. You know, more and more stand-up specials will be coming out. Everyone was recording specials during COVID. Some recorded them after COVID, and you know, you expect a lot of comedians to still talk about COVID, but not every one of them will do that. Some of them will just be funny. And my dude here, he was just funny, good funny. And I feel like he deserves a lot. He should be getting a lot of credit because he's really, his body of work in terms of comedy is quite impressive. So I feel like he should be getting more credit than he's getting. But it is what it is. Not everyone will get the same amount of applause as everyone else, but that doesn't necessarily mean their body of work doesn't deserve that amount of love and respect and adoration from the fans or the spectators, per se, whoever watches the show. Anyway, the show, he dived on sex. Basically, the show was more importantly on being old. He talked about, you know, sex as an old man, as an older gentleman, that, you know, it's not always on your mind when you're older. He said something funny about, your man is fucking you because he wants to keep you. And he did a funny bit where the spouse would be coming down the stairs or you know, preparing to go out and have fun. And as the male spouse, he'd be just chilling, trying to make a sandwich and shit. And then you see your woman looking spectacular, and you just gotta smash before she goes out. And after that, he talks about women, most women, not all women, most women tend to have one dick a day, one penis a day, per se. And if it happens that your woman comes back from having a great ass time and she doesn't want to fuck, you dick number two. So you gotta dick her down before she goes out. So no matter who offers her dick, she's like, ah, man, I shouldn't have smashed that nigga before I left. Because, you know, morals and standards, they won't fuck two separate dicks in one day. But of course, there are a lot of freaks out there who will do it. But mature older women apparently don't do it. Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm a young boy, so it is what it is. So the special itself is quite impressive. Like I already said, it's called Charlene's Boy. You should all check it out. Well, he talked about a lot of things. Mostly, the special, you can pretty much say it was based on old age in various situations. There's a part where he talks about how older women are jealous of younger women when they're out dancing. And you would think, when you listen to the joke, you would assume he would be talking about the dance moves and the attention they're getting. But when he says older women would be jealous of these young girls when they be popping out, you know, they'd be jealous because of the knees, how these young girls can bend over, like drop their asses really low because you'd be using your knees. And these older women can't do that, so they gotta dance with their knees not bent because they don't want to go down and never get back up without a paradigmatic or something. So it was a really incredible special. I hope I did it justice. There's a lot of great positive message. You can learn a few things from listening to it. Talked about women getting, dildos or sex toys per se. You know, you talked about this crazy sex toy called the Tracy's dog. It's not an ad, me talking about Tracy's dog, and I'm assuming he wasn't paid an ad. Apparently, it's an incredible sex toy that all women should have, apparently. So if you happen to be listening and you're a woman, this is a free ad for them, I guess. Tracy's dog. Go get it. Apparently, it's got this little sucky thing. Whatever. Let's not talk about that. Anyway, you go check out the special. You go have yourself a great time. This has been your boy, Reese Chanson, giving a rating on Dion Cole's Charlene's Boy. So we're out of 5. We're giving it 3.5. We usually never do decimals. But today I think we should be doing a decimal. So instead of giving it a 3, I'm going to give it a 3.5. And I highly recommend it. It's a 3.5 because you can literally give everything a 5 or a 4. So I feel like it's in between. Not because it wasn't funny or I didn't relate to a lot of stuff. I guess if I'm going to listen to this in 10 years' time, it will be more relatable to me. It felt it was an old man special in a way. Anyway, goodbye, folks. Have a blast. Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon. And let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.